You did a good job. You did.
You guys ready?
Yep, we're ready.
I'm going to call the meeting to order. Welcome, everybody. It is January 15th, 2019. This is the Winchester Town Advisory Board. I'd like to ask you guys to silence the cell phones, and if you have to take a call, please step outside. And we'll start with Bob leading us in the pledge, please.
Oh, okay. We all did the same thing.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Shows we're creatures of habit.
Thank you. And we'll take a moment to introduce my colleagues on the board, starting with my left.
I'm Bob Reichs.
I'm John Delavos.
Roxy
Allard. I'm Ken Dayton, and our staff.
Allard, Comprehensive Planning.
Gertrude Martinez, Secretary.
Welcome.
And?
And Community
Commissioner
Sagerson.
Yes.
Yay.
If you want, you can sit up here at the end if you want to take notes, because maybe it's easier for you than writing in your lap. Just saying.
For sure, next time.
Okay, just to make it easier for you.
Great. This is a public meeting. There'll be a period after each agenda item to ask questions and discuss the topic from members of the public. And I'll let you guys know when that time is. I'll also move to approve the minutes from our December 11th meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Great, thank you. And I'll also motion to approve tonight's agenda, January 15th. All in favor?
Aye.
Awesome. It doesn't look like we have any informational items, so we'll get right to it. Starting with item one for the Board of County Commissioners on February 6th, 2019. This is item AR-18-400246. WS-0099-17, the Glusman Family LP, a waiver of development standards, first application for review to increase the area of a wall sign, and a design review for a wall sign in conjunction with an existing restaurant on 1.2 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone in the Mud 1 Overlay District, generally located on the south side of Convention Center Drive, 250 feet west of Paradise Road within Winchester, for possible action. You must be the applicant.
Yes, David Brown, 520 South 4th Street, on behalf of the applicant. This is our design review. We were previously approved, actually in 2014, and then it lapsed for a while. Then it was approved in 2017. This is the Piero's restaurant. This is the back wall of Piero's. This is a sample of one of the signs right over here. We've had a good standing relation with the county. We follow all the rules. We appreciate staff's recommendation for approval. We're happy with all the conditions, 6 events per year, no more than 10 days per event. We hope to have your approval as well.
Thank you. You guys have any questions, comments?
I have no questions on this item.
Great. Do we have any questions or comments from the general public on this? Seeing nobody, I'll move to approve with staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you all very much.
Good one. Okay. Moving along, item two, also for the Board of County Commissioners on February 6th, AR-18-400265, WS-0237-08, MRCI Funding Corporation, a waiver of development standards, 5th application for review of the following. Permit a use not conducted within a permanent enclosed building where required, and 2 on-site paving requirements. Also a design review for an outdoor tent on 1.4 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone in the Mud 1 Overlay District, generally located on the south side of Convention Center Drive and the west side of Paradise Road within Winchester.
Good evening, Debbie Kalasovich, 1980 Festival Plaza. Mr. Chair, could I ask that you read number 4 in as well, because it's the same project?
Yes.
They kind of go together?
Yes, we'll take them together. So I'm going to read item 4. This is ET-18-400267, UC-1223-07, MRCI Funding Corporation, use permit 5th extension of time to commence the following: a high impact project, an expansion of the Gaming Enterprise District, a resort hotel consisting of 3,250 hotel rooms, 250 resort condominiums, public areas, including all casino areas, showrooms, live entertainment, shopping center, indoor and outdoor dining, offices, meeting, convention, back of house areas, and parking structures, increase the height of the high-rise towers and structures, associated accessory and incidental commercial uses, buildings and structures, and deviations from development standards. Deviations for the following: reduce on-site parking, reduce the height setback ratios, encroachment into airspace, and all other deviations as shown per plans on file, and design reviews for the following: a resort hotel casino with high-rise towers, including kitchens and rooms, and all other accessory and incidental buildings and structures on 15 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone in the Mud 1 Overlay District, generally located on the south side of Community Center Drive and west side of Paradise Road, within Winchester, for possible action.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. So again, Jennifer Lazovich for the record, here tonight representing Marriott. Dave Brown just represented the application on the back of Piero's, which is right here. We're on the site that sits on the hard corner of Convention Center Drive and Paradise. It's where the old beach nightclub used to be, for those of us that have been around for a while. Marriott, of course, this is part of their property as well, to the south of it, where they have their residence in the suites, the hotel. When the beach had it, they had a non-restricted gaming license associated with it, which Marriott has purchased and kept active since 2006. The intent is and remains to do something to incorporate this piece of property along with the rest of their property that they already own in here to come back and build some type of resort hotel. Obviously, and I know that you guys have heard this for some period of time, nobody was building anything. You know, the Fountain Blue sat dormant. The convention center, you know, just stayed with what they were doing. There weren't really any new projects coming around, nor were we going to propose a project at a time when, you know, the economy wasn't really performing very well. Now our review is up. The two applications are slightly different, but again, related. The first application, item number two, allows us to continue having a temporary tent to allow for one-day gaming events to keep that license active and grandfathered in. So staff is recommending approval of that, but it's a technical thing that we need in order to continue that gaming license to be active. Item number four, or the second item that the chair read into the record, is for the expansion of the gaming enterprise district. Again, as I mentioned, staff is not recommending approval of this item, but we feel strongly that this makes sense on this corner. When you see, the reason I keep holding this up, everything in pink is zoned H1. The blue is PF, which is owned by the convention center. With the convention center expansion, the Fountain Blue getting back up and plans to be finished. Another project was just approved over here, the old Debbie Reynolds, right over in this area. There's development coming back, and certainly in this tourist corridor. And quite frankly, thanks to state law, it is very important to us to keep our gaming enterprise district approval active. The rest of it, the project will change, and you will see it when it does. When we come back in, what you read into the record may very well change in scope, and as a result, you'd see that in the design review. But the reality is, because of the way the state law reads, I have to do what I can to keep the gaming enterprise district active so that it gives us the ability to come back in and propose a resort hotel. So I ask for your kind consideration of an approval on that item as well.
Thank you.
Yes,
I have no questions. I understand.
Okay.
No questions.
I have questions. Not on the tent portion and keeping the gaming license active on the corridor. You've been doing that for a long time now, and I understand why you have to do it. I understand the Station's casinos does the same thing down at the Showboat once a year or whatever the correct time frame is to keep that license active on that piece of property. And I get that. I understand why that is. The problems I have with number four, in my opinion, are directly traceable to what I consider to be a degree of laissez-faire on the part of the developer. It seems to me that, I'm going to ask staff on this. This is the fifth extension of time. What is the number when we start going, move forward, folks, or propose something or do a design, even if it's just to float it and keep interest alive, even if you don't necessarily build it. Because how many people haven't proposed projects? I mean, how many lots don't we have that ended up not being built as proposed? But they went through the motions, at least in my opinion, in good faith, to show that they were more interested in really maintaining a correct path to approval when they're ready. To me, what is the number of, because this is fifth to me, from what I remember, five is like when you, that's kind of a deal breaker.
Well, actually, staff is recommending denial, and our analysis is indicating that they really haven't done anything with the project to move it forward, and because of the number of years involved, maybe it's time to either come in with something or...
I was going to say something else, but you're good.
...come back to the application in the future.
Except I would love to do, except that, the second you let that gaming enterprise district go, any protected use comes in next to you, and we can't do that.
And I understand that, but then knowing full well that that's the case, and believe me, I know how smart you are, so that's not even a question here. Knowing that that's the case, what would have prevented a, shall we say, placebo project that would have been on the third or the fourth? By the fourth, I mean, we're getting to the new economy pretty much kicking in, time around, instead of just constantly kicking an empty tin can down the road with really no promise of any potential activity for unknown number of years?
I could offer something, I don't know. I mean, and I hear exactly what you're saying. I've handled a number of these. There's some, not in your township, but in Paradise, mm-hmm. that we've done over kind of, as you, off of Spring Mountain. We've kind of been a little bit in the same boat. And one thing that worked that made others comfortable was that we offered to withdraw everything associated with the actual design of the application, okay? What it looks like. But the only thing we asked to extend was the gaming enterprise district. That's just a technical thing. It's the only thing I'm asking for. The rest of it, I even said in my presentation, whatever they do build, I think we're gonna have to come back before you with the new project. So I've done it differently in different locations. It worked over there to do the withdrawal of everything except for the gaming enterprise district, and then we got that extended, and then we'll come back in. There was a condition for design review, of course, when the actual project comes through. Another one that I did, we agreed to a condition where we would come back through almost to start the clock over, but I start the clock over while the current application is still in effect, so I don't have a gap where I could lose my ability to come back in for a gaming enterprise district. Now, if neither of those work for you, I mean, I respect that, but I've tried to do different creative ways to address what I'm hearing, which is you haven't done anything. Do something or don't, or come in with a start the clock over again, so it's not so hard for us to give you this next extension, and I think that's a fair comment. So I offer those as ideas. I don't know if any of them work for you, but I've done them different ways depending on.
I like creativity. I think we should look at maybe one of those for my personal preference, because I have a problem with us looking like we just rubber stamp stuff and don't really care that this just gets continued and continued ad infinitum. I understand your need, and I wouldn't want you to lose your gaming enterprise district either, because the property's worth nothing. I mean, well, not nothing, but it's not worth anything. Yeah, it's not worth nearly as much. So I get that, and I really support that. But I don't support doing it this way personally.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head. You know, there's new development coming in, and projects are being approved and are being built. And the gaming enterprise designation is gold. So those should be two reasons that you guys should be really moving forward on this and not asking for a fifth extension of time. Maybe it's time to kind of step back, regroup, and plan a different mode of attack. Roxana, you got anything?
I agree with you guys, so okay. I'm on board with them.
Any questions or comments from the public on this one? No? Okay. Well, let's take them one at a time then, starting with item AR-18-400265, WS-0237-08. I move to approve with staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Great. And we'll take item 4, ET-18-400267, UC-1223-07. I'll make a motion to go with the staff's denial. All in favor?
Well, may I make a suggestion? Would you like the option of withdrawing it so we don't have to deny it? Would that make you? Would that be better? We're looking to be helpful, but we're not looking to be ran over here. Go ahead, yeah. If you've got something to say.
One suggestion I'd make is staff is recommending denial. We think it's time that they actually start doing something. And I understand your comments that you are not in favor of it, but they're also trying to keep things going. So one thing could be maybe an approval with a year to get them to do something with the strong that, you know, this is the last one that we as a town board will support, do something around. So we'll give them a couple of years.
That sounds fair.
I like that too. I'm not looking to shoot you down. I'm just looking to clip your wings.
Yeah. Or have
just,
a start.
Just to have something
yeah.
start.
We need something yeah. responsible.
Yeah.
More than just another extension and more future and more promises. And, you know, that gets old after a while.
Can I ask a question about Al?
Certainly.
Would it start the clock over if they granted me an extension and then I came in with a new design? Is it still fifth extension for the GED or does it start back over as like?
If they approve this application, for example, just say for staff recommendation, then
yeah.
it's good for two more years. So does it come in with a design review? You were looking at the new design, but the other application will still have the conditions for the GED and stuff, so the two can be tied together.
Okay, I'll have to figure out how to. I get what you guys are saying. I've just got to work with staff on how to get it.
I'm happy with the 1 year that you suggested first, and that immediately takes you out of the fire tonight, and that way you can get with staff and just see what works better, because I'm hesitant to just keep being the little mouse on the wheel.
Okay, so then I will take my half motion, I guess, off the table and ask you please
sure.
to...
I move that we approve with staff conditions a 1 year extension of time for you, this application, and that we are strongly encouraging you to get with staff and also with Marriott and let them know that, you know, it's time to move up to the plate with something. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Would you want that to be as a public hearing?
It's probably fairer. So yeah, I guess you're right. I mean, I think that's a good suggestion.
Is that the full motion?
Yeah.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate
you guys. Great. Jumping back to item 3, DR-18-1002, Better Carl Clay, a design review application for a place of worship within an existing shopping center on 0.1 acres in a C2 general commercial zone within the Sosa Design and Mudsworld districts, generally located on the south side of Sahara Avenue, 193 feet east of Commercial Center Drive within Winchester. For possible action. Is the applicant present?
Yes.
Great. Please approach the board and state your name and address and your case.
What do you want me to explain?
I want you to explain to us the justification for the application.
Okay, so we're planning to have a church over there. We have a place to have a worship over there. We have some regular schedules, and we planning to do some services for the Christian religious activity. Because we want to help the community bring people to the church.
Can we have you state your name and address?
Yeah, my name is Christina. Oh, do you want the church name?
Your name.
My name is Christina.
Last name?
Nieto, N-I-T-O. he is the pastor.
And your address?
For the
953 East Sahara Avenue.
Okay, you're going with the church address, that's fine.
Yep.
I have a question about this. Is this a new church? Has it been there for a while?
We have been there for about roughly 5 years. I believe this is my wife. We've been roughly there for about 5 years. We were approached by an inspector, I believe, about maybe a year and a half ago. To start a case, so we didn't have a permit that we really didn't know we were supposed to have a special use permit. And then ever since, we've been trying to get a special use permit to get everything in order for us. But we've been there for 5 years. We do a whole lot of community services, you know, pretty much for the community as well. We're pastors, we've been there for 5 years, we have our own business, we don't have a salary, so everything we do for the church, you know, we do it out of gratefulness, and we don't really use it that much. It's only a couple of times a week that we're using it, and just, you know, try to get everything in order, pretty much.
Have you or anyone else from this church been before this board before?
No, this is the very first time.
And it seems to me like every 3 months there's a new church going in at the commercial center.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how many churches are there?
I've seen at least 10 or 15 churches there. Mm-hmm. And the problem that what happened was, I guess it's
very religious area.
Yeah, you got all kinds of things there. But I guess the inspector, when he started there, he started going around the area, and of course there was like 15, 20 churches there, and he started giving everyone not a citation, but a letter, you know, that they needed to be in the corners of the
school. How big is your congregation?
Right now we're about between 40 and 50 people, right around there.
10 or 15 churches with 40 or 50 people? Time to open a bar.
Yeah, with you, buddy.
And just services on Sundays and Wednesdays from 7 to 9 p.m., that's it? And then the space is empty for the rest of the time?
Pretty much. Sometimes we have special events. Like I said, we try to get involved with the community a lot. And sometimes we feed the homeless in the same location. Sometimes we do youth events. Sometimes we do recreational summer events for the kids. Like during the summer, we stay busy. You know, we try to bring the kids, try to bring the youth, and try to keep them busy throughout the summer, you know, so they have something to do if they have trouble. That's one of the things we do with them as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so really the public response issue has to do with you having not all the permits in order. That's what I kind of suspected was the case. That was what I was operating on. Are there any other conditions that you have to satisfy that you're aware of other than this violation?
Not from what we've heard from the inspector. This is pretty much the only thing that he's been waiting for, you know. And it's been one thing after another. This is pretty much the final step for us. After this, we're in compliance with everything, mm-hmm. except for this that we had no knowledge of. Otherwise, we would have worked on ever since the beginning.
This looks like it's a design review and not a zoning question. Am I looking at the wrong paperwork?
No, you're looking at the right. They've labeled it that, but I think that's innocuous.
Public response issue here. Has that been resolved, or is it still like...
No, it's still a public response issue. Just to kind of clarify, it's a C2 zoning district, and churches are allowed within a C2 zoning district. Normally, it's done with what's called an administrative design review, so we can figure out where the location is and track it, because there's all these business license requirements and stuff for places of worship. The issue they have here is because there's this public response, we cannot do an administrative application, so that's why they're doing it as a design review.
Okay, so that explains the label, because that was misleading, just so you know.
So if this were a residential zoning district, it would be a use permit.
Okay.
Well, do you guys have any other questions?
No, sir.
Santa? No.
Yeah.
Questions or comments from anyone in the public? No. Bob, you want to take this one?
Yeah, I move to approve with staff conditions.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
God bless you, guys.
God bless you, too. And thank you. It's nice that God brought you to us.
Thank you. Thank you.
Don't worry. There'll be another one next week.
Great.
Got that right.
Item number 5, also for the Board of County Commissioners on February 6th. Yes. WS-18-0979. Al-Dabag Omar, a waiver of development standard application for the following increased area for an animated sign, increased area for a freestanding sign, and permit electronic message unit, video graphics where only electronic message units are allowed, and a design review for an animated freestanding sign in conjunction with an existing adult cabaret on 1 acre in an M1 light manufacturing zone in the adult use and Mud 1 overlay districts, generally located on the west side of Highland Drive, 550 feet south of Edna Avenue within Winchester, for possible action. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm Laura Drea, 520 South 4th Street. I'm here on behalf of Scores, which is an adult cabaret. The street we're talking about is Highland Drive, and it's a unique street which I characterize as an industrial back road. The reason I say that is every time I try to find it, I have trouble. There's one point of entry on Desert Inn, slightly in and around there. Supposedly I can get there from underneath Sahara, but with the UPRR tracks, there's a lot of connectivity that throws me out, and I've been trying to get there for 10 years, it seems. So sometimes I have to go as far north as Wyoming just for a point of access on this road. So being that it is an industrial road, it doesn't get a lot of through traffic. It's so hard to find, and not a lot happens after 6 p.m., certainly not after the sun sets. So our client Scores, the adult cabaret, has been operating for a little more than a year, and the owner finds that once people have navigated their way to Highland Drive, it's important to notify them exactly where they're going to avoid needless circling on a desolate road, especially at night, which is a very the most popular time for this type of business. In terms of impact on surrounding development, there's really none caused by the sign, per se. There's no protected uses in the area in terms of public facilities or residential. And then second, that the area is so dormant, one could argue that it would benefit the area. And then third, when I think of oversized signs or signs bigger than code, I often think of it in terms of neighborhoods on major arterials, where one business owner will say, if your sign is this big and people are traveling a certain miles per hour, they don't have time to see my sign. And that's not really the case on Highland Drive, in that you can see on your rendering there's one other free zone right down the road, and they don't even use it to advertise their tenants. It's mostly blank. So you wouldn't have that. So it's just industrial and warehouses. They don't need as much visible signage as you would see on a major arterial or Las Vegas Boulevard. The nearest comparable sign in this area on Highland happens to be a similar business, which is Spearmint Rhino. They asked for 421 square feet of base value, where we're proposing 273. They have 242 square feet of animation signage. We're proposing 180. So it's much larger than what we're proposing, but it doesn't look too out of place, at least not to me. Mm-hmm. And so having said that, I think that our sign is appropriately scaled, and I hope you will too.
Thank you. Would you, in this mock-up here of the sign, would you characterize that image as the way staff is characterized? They're saying, if approved, the condition would be that the video unit shall not contain messages or pictures of specified anatomical areas or sexually specified activities as described in subsections 8 and 9. Well, I'm not familiar with those subsections personally,
right.
But...
if memory serves, those subsections are actually talking about uncovered, unclothed.
Okay.
Or at a certain level, the word they use for some people is target, wet t-shirt contests, et cetera. Al, correct me if I'm wrong.
So
why don't we have Al look at this image?
It's a requirement, basically, under the definitions for what constitutes an adult use.
Yeah.
And it's just basically saying we don't want those images broadcasted to the general public.
Okay. So.
You mean the unclothed images, not just the image of the girl in the...
Well, a girl in a bathing suit is okay as long as all the anatomical areas are covered.
Man, you know me.
Well, I just want to make sure I understand, man.
How long has the business been open?
I think a little over a year.
Okay.
I checked on that last October when I asked when the Hugo Lounge finally opened.
And you guys have the billboard there as well, but I guess that might come and go. Or is that your billboard?
I don't think we would need to lease it anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably not.
You guys have any questions?
I have a comment. If you want to get there, turn into, make a right turn by Artisan Hotel off of Sahara. And right there, you are at the intersection of Highland and the other street turns into. And if you go right, you'll be on Highland. So that way you don't have to wander around like you have been.
See, and I get that. I've been invited to brunches at the Artisan.
Mm-hmm. Highland is the street right in front of it.
And I feel like I need to jump off the overpass to get to the Artisan because I get lost going to that too.
Okay, well maybe there's no hope then. Maybe there's no hope then. I don't know. I'm just trying to help you so you don't wander around through that whole part of town forever.
That's what it seems like too.
You know, I mean, here's my thoughts. If a cabaret can't put up a sign on this street in this town, then
thank you.
Where can they put up signs?
That's my thinking, too.
Yeah, my thing is, if going over the overpass, you can see Little Darley.
I know, they don't.
Advertising for high school students. then they can definitely do this.
Yeah.
I personally don't care for billboards that big that are promoting such young people to go and do that. But I heard they make great money. I'm working in the wrong industry. I don't know. It doesn't seem like it's super big. And you said that there's no residential?
No, not on that island. Oh, no.
I think it's pretty residential. And I think it's even more than a half mile west of 550 to get to the first set of residential. A little, maybe some of them. It's hard to find residential over there.
And there's other businesses around there, obviously, that are just small businesses.
Yeah, all they need is an address. It seems like all they've been operating with is their address for several years. There are freestanding signs, it seems. Yeah, they're not found instructions. The instructions that they have in almost every X amount of feet to the dollar. And
they're just blank, a lot of them.
Yeah. Or they're advertising this dispensary is this far the other direction.
Yeah, they're using the sign for something else, yeah.
All right, you guys have any other questions or comments?
I have a comment. I'm inclined to agree with staff about denial for this. I think it's getting to the point where you can't put your child in the car and drive down the street in that area or other areas like that. And frankly, it's wearing thin with me, but that's just my feeling.
Thank you.
True. And I agree with you. I mean, I would never take my child down Industrial, ever.
Yeah.
Ever would I drive down Industrial.
You're with Sammy Davis Jr. now, in case you don't know.
True. I'm old school. But
somewhere you got to draw the line.
But I don't know. I think this is a very, there's no schools, it's not residential. Why would a parent drive unless there is, a dance studio or some kind of, karate studio or something in that area?
Mm-hmm.
Necessarily a parent wouldn't drive, go out of their way. Going that back way to Artisan, the only thing you have is certain service.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think that's as far as parents go.
A lot, and looking back over my 8 years on this board, a lot of these things have gone up, but they were more subdued. And because we were going along with that, now they're getting more and more
risque.
What's the word I want to use here?
Risque works. Explicit works too.
Yeah,
risque works. Explicit works.
So, just looking at this one here that you're showing us, I don't like that. I don't need to see that. And I don't. I certainly don't need my grandkids to see it.
Right.
So, I'm in for denial, but he has a call for it.
Well, what's the ruling on billboards? I mean, because as Roxana said, there's some pretty explicit, suggested full-size billboards that are very clearly visible on the 15. And then to have those all over town, but then not allow a pylon sign right in front of the business, it just seems a little contradictory to me. I don't know. I mean, that we're not here to debate billboards, but...
Well, we're really not so much as regulating, other than showing stuff that is not allowed under the definition. We're not really against the content. What we don't like as staff is the type of sign. We're really not big fans of large animated signs outside of the resort corridor.
Yeah.
So...
And why is that? And, I mean, because, I mean, I see the sunrise sign on the corner of DI and Maryland Parkway, and that's certainly not the resort.
That was so bright that it blinded you when you...
Well, that was one time. Yeah, they fixed that, though. That's certainly not resort corridor by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, they're still getting approved outside the corridor, but as a general rule, we don't support them.
Yeah.
Part of it is the brightness, the distraction, the concerns that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Just if they start popping up everywhere, then it creates other issues.
So it goes back to what Thomas says.
And you care to make a motion?
Yes. Make a motion?
Yeah, I'll make a motion. I don't see a problem with it. I move to approve with staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Aye.
Thank you. And that's all she wrote, guys. Do we have any general business or anything else we need to discuss? Do we need to pass the torch for chair going over to John?
I will be on the agenda for next meeting.
Okay, perfect. Great. Well, then our next meeting would be...
Public comment.
Right. Are there any questions or comments from the general public?
From me.
Yes.
Welcome, everybody. Vivian Kolarski, Buffy. I'm also your planning commissioner again. I was here for the commissioner Sable. Glad to be back. I know all you guys are thrilled that you guys are back. Roxy, welcome.
Hi.
And if I can help you in any way, you have any questions, I'll give you my card after the meeting.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to working with all of you guys again. Remember, if you have any questions or if you really feel strongly about an item and it's going to PC, give me a call. I think you all have my number because I know I've given it to you at one time or another. If you don't, I'll give it back to you again. But thank you for the job that you've done in the past, and I'm looking forward to working with you again next year.
Thank you.
Thank you so
much. Or this
much.
Year.
This year.
And congratulations on your reappointments. Yes. Well, great. If there's no other questions or comments from the public, our next meeting date, January 29th, and tonight's meeting is adjourned.
And we're both of you. I won't be here. I'm on a plane.
Yes. Oh, good for you.
Take some pictures.
Good for you. Where are you going?
We'll take pictures on the next.
That's wonderful.
Get away.
That's great. Outstanding.